Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday. And it's already July 8th. Friday, July 8th, 2016. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it really is a very bizarre ride these days. We're going to talk about the latest shootings and some of the implications around those this morning. The recent shootings compared and contrasted. I'm talking specifically about the Alton Sterling shooting, the Philando Castile shooting, and the Dallas protest shootings. And I will just say right up front that they all look like, and I, you know, it's sad to say, and people will, some people will undoubtedly be upset that I would even imply such a thing. I'm not trying to minimize the suffering. If in fact these events are real and not staged, then obviously, you know, any pain, any loss, any suffering is a tragedy and is not to be minimized. But they all look like Operation Gladio style ops, and maybe even Gladio B, but we haven't seen that part of the narrative, that radical Islam element that I have seen anyway in any of this. So they all look like Operation Gladio style ops to me. So we'll talk about those. Very strange. I'm not going to get too far into them. I'm just going to say that. I'll touch on some things, and then I want to move on and talk about how they are, whether they are or not, they're going to be used surreptitiously to advance some agendas. We'll talk about that. And I think we'll open up the phone lines out of the gates today. It's Friday, so we're headed into the weekend, and this will undoubtedly spark some comment. Which is fine. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And so these shootings, this it's unbelievable. What is happening? Like I said, we're not going to talk too much but about this. But it's interesting. What we see kind of unfolding here. Just kind of the hysterical insanity unbelievable. So the latest update, just kind of work through this a little bit. The latest update on the Dallas protest shootings is very interesting. So now originally the story was that at least two snipers had shot and killed four police, wounded seven others, I believe. And now the updated story, of course, is the lone wolf. I'm sure it'll be as Patrick Henningsen over at 21st Century Wire says, he'll be a non-wolf if, in fact, this this story unfolds the way I suspect it might. So, as the story goes, now the official establishment narrative. Police have identified the Dallas ambush gunman as 25-year-old recluse. Of course, he probably had mental illness issues. Micah Javier Johnson, a man with no criminal record. Yeah, Manchurian candidate indeed. Yeah. Again, you know, I would be surprised if we don't find out somewhere along the way that the FBI had knew about him, had met with him, had profiled him, you know, these kinds of things. The same old, and then we'll hear about motive. Retired FBI Special Agent Steve Moore said an attack of that magnitude required advance work. Oh, yeah. This was an attack planned long before, waiting for an opportunity to go, Moore said. I think there was so much logistically, ammunition-wise, they may not have planned the location, they may not have planned the vantage point, but they had prepared for an attack before last night's shooting, is my guess. So, you know, what you see I would say this is an op. There's no doubt about it. Gladio style op. COINTELPRO meets Gladio. When the military executes a mission or an operation like this, there is planning, there is preparation in advance. And that's the military-industrial complex. To think that... Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, this... It's just... It's crazy. The CNN story... I'll give you a couple of excerpts. The protests says the shootings occurred as many Americans nationwide took to the streets to demand answers over the killings of two black men in 2 days. They wept, marched, and chanted Black Lives Matter. In St. Paul, Minnesota, crowds gathered near the spot where an officer killed Philando Castile in a car on Wednesday. So on Tuesday we had the Alton Sterling shooting. On Wednesday, we had Philando Castile. And then, of course, yesterday, we had Thursday, we had the Dallas protest shootings of police officers. So, from the CNN story, Dallas sniper attack, 5 officers killed during protests against police violence. From that story, we are targets, LaRonda Talley said in an impassioned speech in Minnesota. We made it across the transatlantic. We made it to freedom, and you're still killing us. You're still hanging us from trees. You're still killing us. Our lives matter. My son's life matters. He matters to me just like everybody else. Everybody's son matters to their mama. This is sensationalism. Obviously, it's you know, it will have an impact. It will spark outrage, controversy, and more it is fomenting what I would call a contrived conflict. Hundreds of miles away, the story reports, protesters marched outside a convenience store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where Alton Sterling was fatally shot Tuesday while police tackled him in a parking lot. When can police shoot? That's a link to another story. Minnesota shooting. Both killings were captured on video and posted online. But I will say, well, let me continue for a second. In Minnesota, the shooting of Castile was remarkable and heartbreaking because his fiance streamed the immediate aftermath live on Facebook as her four-year-old sat in the back seat. Diamond Reynolds calmly narrated what was going on and showed viewers the dying man groaning and bleeding in the front seat. There are glaring oddities, inconsistencies in the videos. I'm going to just touch on that real quick. And again, the phone lines are open. We'll go to the phones in a second here. But let me just touch on that for a second. The Alton Sterling situation. You know, what you find strange, what I find very peculiar. Actually, since I just mentioned the Philando Castile shooting and his fiance Diamond Reynolds streaming it, the aftermath on Facebook, here are some oddities. First of all, her four-year-old daughter, I believe, was sitting in the back seat of the car, and as the story goes, a police officer shot several times, basically at point blank range. And it's interesting that Diamond Reynolds was perfectly calm. I suppose that's plausible. But if you were sitting next to someone who was just shot multiple times and you were sitting inside a car, it's hard to imagine you would be shot seeing that there was still a firearm pointed in your general direction. You watch the video. She seems completely calm. Her hand is steady. The officer's voice seems shaky and cracking. That's interesting. So he doesn't seem calm. She does. Her hand is perfectly still, very steady as she's filming. But what's very strange is if that actually happened the way that we are led to believe it did, her daughter was completely calm, knowing that someone had just been shot. Children don't fake that kind of stuff. So a four-year-old, you would think someone had just been shot, they were all inside a car. You know, hearing that would probably traumatize a four-year-old and there would be some crying, don't you think? It's very strange. Not to mention the fact that when she gets out and she's told to walk backwards toward officers and she gets handcuffed, her phone gets thrown in the grass or whatever, that's just strange. When does that happen? When does the phone, you know, remain on? And then why would it be given back to her as she's sitting in the back of a patrol vehicle on the way to where? And she's filming the entire time, saying her phone is about to die and to come get her. She's on the corner of where, but headed to where? She's just sitting there. Anyway, it's very strange, very odd, very bizarre. It seems to those things raise significant questions in my mind, and I think they should in everyone's minds. There are glaring inconsistencies and oddities. And so back to the the Alton Sterling shooting. Real quick on that, what's odd is and in all of these videos, you don't see any shots. You don't see any shots fired. You hear, which is interesting. That's an odd coincidence. And again, Congressman Mike Rogers' words come to mind when he was talking about Benghazi originally asked a week after the Benghazi incident, and he said, well, as a young FBI agent, one of the first things you learn is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. Each of the videos does not capture shots fired. You don't see them. So in the Alton Steele case, you watch the two videos that have emerged, and they don't seem the same. You don't hear the same words. You don't seem to see the same events transpire. There are inconsistencies in the two videos. So that, how do you explain that by itself? And then again, you see something taking place, then the video cuts away, and you hear shots, and then the video comes back. Isn't that interesting? I think that's odd, to say the least. In other words, it's very suspicious. And this seems to play into a number of opportunistic scenarios for bad people. Now, for those, just to briefly, for those who might wonder, you know, who would do such a thing, reflect on Operation Northwoods, which was the Joint Chiefs of Staff targeting innocent civilians in malls and on commercial airliners to bomb and blow people up and blame it on Cuba so we could pick a fight with them. And there have been other false flag events too. Stick around, we'll go to the phones right after this break.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. You Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Welcome back.
If it hurts, I want to have control.
Wanna go to the phones. Did we lose Paul? Okay. Paul, if you're still listening, feel free to call back in and we'll go to you. I just wanted to get some of that initial discussion out of the way there. So, you know, as I said, there are glaring oddities and inconsistencies with all of these events. I don't know about you, but when you start to look with a more scrutinous eye, first of all, it's tragic and unfortunate that we even have to do that. But if we're going to live in this society the way that it is currently wired, we have to consider that possibility. I would suggest, based on the current research, that we have to consider it first. When you consider what has happened, you know, Operation Gladio is a post-World War II contingent. It was originally the clandestine leave behind component of World War II to prevent any kind of rise of despotism or tyranny subsequent to World War II. While it wound up being used in an opportunistic and what I would call surreptitious fashion to stage false flag attacks. Unfortunately, we have the same contingent here in America, represented most notably by the Gladio B element that Sibel Edmonds blew the whistle on as an FBI translator back around the time of September 11, 2001. And she included in her revelations were facts surrounding the kind of the staged nature of 9/11, the fact that the a number of the top level Al Qaeda folks were being shuttled to and from or in and out of the United States by military and government channels, or maybe I should say through military and government channels, which is very strange. And she was summarily fired for her bringing that information to light, which is odd, wouldn't you say? I certainly would. So the Dallas protest, Philando Castile, Alton Sterling, these all look like Gladio B style ops, in my humble opinion. And I put together a collection over at Flipboard.com, titled Radical Islam in U.S., Operation Gladio B, the subheading, The Real Story Behind Radical Islamic Fundamentalism in the U.S., I should say, and elsewhere, but predominantly, you know, focused in the U.S., again, based on Sibel Edmonds' revelations. of that nature. It says this is a loose collection of items pertaining to the FBI's COINTELPRO style staged orchestrated false flag terror operations designed to elicit a general public reactionary response of widespread support of increased government overreach, surveillance, and gun control. We'll go to the phones after this short break. Stick around. Bottom of the first hour coming up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's the good life. full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches, when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
All right, welcome back. So, crazy, crazy stuff. There is, yeah. You know, it's just, it's this, this is, it's beyond bizarre and so sensationalized. We'll get back to these stories. I mean, come on. This stuff is, it's like I keep saying, it's so cartoonish what's happening, what's unfolding. And it just, I think we need to circulate a copy of that, or maybe just the link to, I mention, and I'll mention it again later. We'll go to the phones here in a second, but I mentioned that letter, Pike to Mazzini. You can find that on 3worldwars.com. The page is titled Albert Pike and Three World Wars. The next section, Pike's letter to Mazzini. I think that page should just be circulated far and wide. And when you see these events, the words, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Doesn't that sound like what's happening in really in cartoonish fashion, you know, in comic book fashion, what we see happening, unfolding? You know, last thing I'll say, and we'll go to the phones. The NPR, the NPR brief, breaking news brief, Dallas police chief suspect said he wanted to kill white police officers. You know, it's just so sensational. It's almost implausible. In a news conference, Dallas police chief David Brown said the suspect spoke with a hostage negotiator before he was killed, naturally. Right? The suspect told police he was upset about the recent police shootings of African Americans and he wanted to kill white police officers. Doesn't that just sound like par for the course? And there's more on that, obviously. You know, and then, you know, Micah X, they're calling him Micah X Johnson. Micah Javier is his middle name. So you got the three, you know. Anyway, it's very bizarre. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Tony in Chicago. Tony, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Not a question whether what's transpired the last day and a half is a hoax. It's obviously a hoax. The question is, are these people that are doing this, are they going to get, you know, the desired result?
Absolutely.
Out of what they're, you know, doing.
Yeah.
Any fool can see that this is a fraud and the way it's timed. And, you know, I mean, why even regurgitate it all, but do it briefly, you know, right after this Comey
exactly.
thing. And, the whole thing. It's just a thought. Oh, yeah. And the Dallas cops, what you just repeated there about this guy. Oh, yeah. He wanted, you know, what you just repeated. Like, they didn't know there was people like that out there that could be up. Oh, and they just left themselves out there at this, you know, radical black demonstration, which they knew attracted these type of people, and they let themselves out there exposed, and oh, just to get shot. Like, you know, we have to really wonder if any police are even dead. You know, it's just a fraud. And you know, where I'm sitting, you're in the middle of Idaho somewhere. You have nothing to worry about. I'm on the edge of Chicago, the city limits, where there are no shootings. All these shootings that you hear about, this gang activity, it's relegated mainly west of downtown, about 4 miles. It starts west of the Sears Tower, and in between where it starts and the Sears Tower, it's been all renovated, and you know, there's a lot of expensive townhouses and condos and everything. And but it's kind of, when you get towards the war zone, it's high crime. And then there's areas of the south side around Obama's house where this is happening. But where I'm at on the edge, it's not happening. But, you know, I have to wonder if they're going to get the desired result, which is they want pandemonium all over the country. In the big cities, we all know that. I'm just regurgitating what we already know. Okay?
Yeah.
And so the question is it going to happen? I don't know. There's probably going to be some. What you have to understand is even the black population is largely dumbed down, and the majority of them, I think, don't care. Okay, they're not even looking at this. They're looking at it a little bit more than white people, which are totally dumbed down, but you have the hardcore amongst them. So we'll just see what happens this weekend. And I'm personally not prepared here. I don't even live up here full time. I have no interest in being here, but I'm stuck here with elderly parents. But I went out and I just kind of went to some home improvement stores to look at, you know, plywood to board the house up and everything. And I just don't see people uptight. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Mood. I'm freaking out because I know what's going on. But I've been out to some home improvement places, hardware stores, and I don't see anybody with tense looks on their face. You know? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
where I'm like
absolutely.
Flipping, you know, and these people, I don't even know if they heard of it, that this even happened. That's how in the ozone the population of this country is in, okay,
yep.
In the big cities. I mean, where you're at, it's a different, you're looking at a different group of people. You understand what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get across to you?
Different, but I'll tell you, not so different. What was interesting, I've spent some time, you know, in the hills of Montana recently. I mean, like remote areas. And what I find fascinating when I sit in those places, like you go into the little, you know, the little dive bar of a one horse town, a no stoplight kind of town, mm-hmm. in remote areas, their talking points are virtually the same, which is a little shocking, frightening, and unnerving to me.
What do you mean? When you're saying their talking points is they're totally dumbed down, or they know what's going on?
Their talking points are the same rhetoric that the people that are in the home improvement stores that you're at would be.
Oh, okay. They have no clue. They're not paying attention. Is that what
you're
saying?
Not really. Yeah. People in a coffee shop, you know, when the which shooting was that? Which is sad to say, but the Orlando shooting, I remember sitting in a coffee shop in a no stoplight town, and one of the kids working at the coffee shop said to one of the patrons that he knew, did you hear about the Orlando shooting? And the guy said, no, is anyone claiming responsibility for it? And the kid said ISIS, and they, you know, I wanted to launch into a discussion about the contrived nature of everything that they just said, and but the talking points are the same, and they're getting their information at virtually the same moment. You know, it's like real time rhetoric, So it's the same in those places as it is. It's not so different as it is at your home improvement store in Chicago. It's fascinating. It's diabolically brilliant, I think, the way that the propaganda is coordinated. And obviously, as I've mentioned in the past, one of the things I think the biggest thing that people don't realize is that it is coordinated, but different camps get different stuff. And one of the best examples that I know of to illustrate that is the case of Sybil Edmonds. We can all turn on Fox News and watch, or you know, whatever other outlet we want to pick, and we can see that they will harp on the radical Islamic fundamentalist discussion and conflate things they shouldn't, you know, the Islamic community with the Wahhabist and Salafist element that is radical, that is hateful, that is militant. And that is the crop that the CIA et al. Has recruited from to create all of these Al-Qaeda spinoffs from, you know, Operation Cyclone, the Afghan Mujahideen, which was not predominantly Afghan or Afghani, excuse me. And then from there, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, you know, ISIS, Al-Nusra Front, Lashkar-e-Taiba, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, all of these various factions. They don't talk about that, but they'll talk about radical Islam. Well, that's one segment of information that's propaganda designed for that crowd. But what we don't hear, or I think realize, is that, you know, these other people are getting different information. Afia Siddiqui, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, who, as I like to remind folks, was a Pakistani lady, brilliant Pakistani lady who was invited to attend MIT on scholarship. You're no slouch if you get invited to MIT, let alone on scholarship. So, brilliant lady who has been marginalized and scapegoated, I think. But she's, you know, MIT trained Pakistani neuroscientist who, when she came to America, was hearing in her crowd, in her community, that the American government was converting Muslims to Christianity at gunpoint. And those people that watch Fox News would say, oh, that's absurd. That's insane. But if you could get those two groups together in one place and have them discuss objectively the talking points or the rhetoric that they're hearing, the propaganda they're hearing, they would probably go find and hang the people responsible for the propaganda mill within a matter of hours, maybe days, because they'd see how cleverly and effectively they're all being propagandized. This reminds me of one of the talks Bill Cooper gave when he was talking about how effective the propaganda is. Most people don't see that there's a problem. Like you're saying, when you go into the home improvement store, these people don't see that there's a problem. And you know that they're just – it's a lynch mob waiting to happen. It's easy to, you know, put an electric charge to them, those dumbed down masses who won't investigate first. They'll get, you know, like Bernays said about the group mind, you get them all excited and they'll just do stupid stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think the question is, you know, is that we have to look forward now. So what, this has partially been done because of the Republican convention. Okay, so is this thing going to still come off and everybody's going to be afraid to go there, especially to that protest I forgot his name, that's working with Alex Jones, is going to have out there. I forgot his name. The guy that's real close to Trump. So everybody's going to be afraid that there's going to be snipers, they're going to get shot. So we have that. And then there was supposed to be a gun control vote this week in the House. Now, somehow that got delayed. I think maybe the Comey thing had something to do with it. But there was some type of bill that they were going to add some, you know, the terrorist watch list thing. That didn't come down. So, you know, this is just more of the same. But, you know, it's so obvious, and it's just hard. It's just hard to deal with the fact, and I know it takes a lot of balls. Man, you're inside government. It's some mid-level people within, you know, the federal government and the military just doesn't rise up and put a stop to this. But they're all monitored. They're all afraid. There's, these people know what's going on, okay?
Yeah. And if you say anything, if you speak out and step out, then you're a smaller and smaller minority, and you obviously – who could possibly in any position of power and authority suggest what I've suggested, that it's all staged, it's all – you know, Gladio style operations, you'd be run out of town on a rail for suggesting something like that.
Well, you know, the one way, I'll let you go after this comment, but you know, the one way that something like that could happen is if the public starts rising up against this, okay?
Right.
It starts, no, but we don't do that, okay? I would go out this weekend and do it. I don't have anybody to go out and do it with. I'm talking about just protesting, going to overpasses and say these are frauds. Just look at the sheeps, their faces. I've done this many a times, okay?
Yeah.
I've done a lot of protesting. But, I mean, everybody's just accepting this or not even paying any attention to it. But this, what's going on is intended to have real consequences, you know, on our society and this nation.
Absolutely.
And they're getting them. They're going to get them, okay?
Absolutely.
They're going to get what they want through this. And people won't even speak up and say it's all a hoax, except maybe on RBN. And not everybody does it here. You know, Alex Jones, and he doesn't even say it's all a fraud. He's been going with the line quite often on this Orlando thing. So,
yeah.
Anyway, all right, we'll see what happens. And at least you're in a good place.
I'd like to think so, but I'm not so confident.
Oh, really?
But
I do. You're not sitting in a place like this, so at least I'm on a good end of it. But, you know, everybody thinks the cops are going to protect you, and they're not going to protect you. They're going to be so busy if it all goes up in flames. But, firstly, in this situation here, it could go up in flames this weekend, but it's going to be relegated to the areas, you know, the areas where this is happening. I just don't think it's going to spread out to where I'm at. But that's always a possibility. Anyway, I'm just repeating myself, so I'll let you go and let the next guy get on. And thanks for, you know, calling a spade a spade.
You
not
bet.
Getting on here and saying that this is for real, because it's not, okay?
Yeah.
Take it easy, Chris. Bye.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate your call, and I hope that things don't go the way that you suspect. You know, I hope that. Gosh, I wish that we could get out in front of this and have a drawing down of the insanity. We'll touch on, kind of get back on track and touch on some of those things that this effects that this will undoubtedly have when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Ms. Chris, since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Reminded of a quote a little while ago, actually during Tony's call. Don't remember. From a book. And what was the name of that? It escapes me. Anyway, I want to get back on track, but I just, you know, I hope that I agree. I agree with you, Tony. I would be every bit as concerned, and as much as I have actually thought what Tony said, you know, at least I think the only benefit that we might have in Idaho is that we might have the advantage of economies of scale. That would be about it. In other words, we don't have the volume of people, but there's really no comfort in that. Speaking of, you know, I mentioned kind of being out in the backwoods of Montana. There it is. That's what I was looking for. Being in the backwoods of Montana. What was interesting in one of these no stoplight towns was that you know, I had a chance to watch the fireworks over the weekend. I think they do fireworks as well there, or better than other places. And it reminds me of John Adams' words regarding how we were supposed to celebrate the second day, the 2nd of July. We're supposed to commemorate the 2nd of July, 1776. The way he said, He says, I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival, now to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. And I watched three shows, three fireworks displays, the second, the third, and the fourth, that rivaled anything I've ever seen in small, you know, one horse, no stoplight towns in Montana. It was beautiful. But the last town, the last day on the 4th, there was an overwhelming police presence. I've been in that town throughout my life for a number of years. I've never seen that much police presence in my whole life combined. Anyway, stick around for the second hour. We'll be right back after this short break.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.